This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to another Women's History Month edition of Issues of the Environment. Through the month of March, we're looking at some of the women who have and are making a profound difference in the health of our air, land, water, and population. We'll reflect, we'll look to the present and the future with some of these women who are working today to stamp their imprint on history. Today we're joined by Michelle Dietrich. Michelle is a former member of the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners, where she was a founder of the Washtenaw County Environmental Council. She is now the elected chair of the Democratic National Committee's Council on Environment and Climate Crisis. And thank you so much for making time today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Where did your interest in environmental protection stem from?
Excellent question. I've always cared about our earth and been interested in gardening. But then around 6 years ago, where I live just east of Ann Arbor and Superior Township, what they call landmen came around offering oil leases to people who are neighbors of mine, live in a rural farming community. And the idea that there would be oil drilling this close to people's homes, this close to Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor, was disturbing to me. So I started organizing in my community, and I don't know if it was due to the efforts of myself and others, but they went away and did not come back. And then I became very aware of the dioxin plume threatening, 85% of Ann Arbor's water supply. And We do own a farm, 80-acre farm, and our crops production started to be impacted in significant ways for reasons directly related to climate change. The Ann Arbor area has, 40 to 50% more precipitation than we used to, and extreme storms. So I just started looking at what kind of future we were looking at for our children, our grandchildren, seven generations forward, as many Native American communities look. And it wasn't a future that I wanted to be responsible for leaving.
And, as you started to explore these issues of the environment, as it were, did you find that women, and particularly women of color, are bearing the brunt of the adverse impacts of our environmental failures?
That's absolutely the case. Women, and yes, especially women of color, are often on the front lines of environmental impacts. That's true nationally, it's true statewide, and it's true locally. Whether you look at air pollution from oil refineries near Detroit, lead in the water in Flint, or fossil fuel pipelines set too close to homes and schools, what we see is that women are actually disproportionately impacted by climate change and fossil fuel emissions in terms of health harms, in ways that range from impacts of pollution on pregnancy to increased gender-based violence after extreme weather events. And then there's the fact that, women are still paid less. Women of color are paid much, much less. And because of inequitable pay and the resulting gender wealth gap, there's a lot less resilience for women when these kinds of things happen. And so they're impacted disproportionately economically as well.
As such, is it that much more important to have women in leadership positions when it comes to environmental stewardship and programs?
Well, speaking as a woman, absolutely yes. Look, women need to be given the seats at the table because we've earned them. And because policy is always better when it's informed by the people who are most affected by it. So we need to listen to women at the grassroots level, at what we call the grass tops level, and all the way up to our elected leaders at the congressional level to make good policy and inclusive policy.
This is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Michelle Dietrich. She is a founder of the Washtenaw County Environmental Council and most recently elected chair of the Democratic National Committee's Council on Environment and Climate Crisis. We know at some point this pandemic that we've been living through will be at an end, but the climate crisis isn't going anywhere. For the future of humankind, Michelle, is there anything more important as an issue?
No. This is climate affects everything, and everything affects climate. And the causes of climate change are intricately related to why COVID has disproportionately killed and impacted the health of, people of color, people in less resource communities. So, no, this is the issue of our generation, and I'm afraid for generations to come.
You were among the driving forces in creating the Washtenaw County Climate Council, and it has a rather ambitious agenda afoot. Carbon neutrality, net zero emissions by the year 2030 among them. How confident are you the goal will become reality?
Well, with our new administration in the White House and with a Democratic governor, you know, both of them, President Biden, Governor Whitmer, working very hard to ensure that local communities get the resources that they need in order to, you know, achieve an ambitious climate agenda, I am much more confident than I was 6 months ago. And I just was at a meeting of the Washtenaw County Environmental Council last night. I'm incredibly impressed by the commitment of our commissioners to doing what needs to be done. They have faced incredible challenges over the last year with the pandemic, and they have still kept in mind and focused as much as possible on the need to cut emissions at the local level. So if it can be done, they will do it.
Once again, our Women's History Month edition of Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and today we're talking with the founder of the Washtenaw County Environmental Council and recently elected chair of the Democratic National Committee's Council on Environment and Climate, Michelle Dietrich. And you touched on something, Michelle, I want to follow a little further down the path. As I mentioned, you are now the founding chair of the DNC's Environment and Climate Crisis Council. In the Trump administration, climate was near the bottom of that priority list. The EPA was gutted of some of its most valuable employees, and regulation came under attack. In your estimation, you said it's gotten better since 6 months ago. How far did the last 4 years set America in its fight against climate crisis?
Well, it wasn't just a plateau. You know, we went in reverse for much of those 4 years. The previous president enacted over 100 discrete and very damaging rollbacks on environmental protections, harming some of our landmark, our key environmental protections like the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, and removed protection from endangered species and birds. How low can you go? So he set us back, but I am incredibly encouraged by the fact that President Biden made attacking environmental and climate crises one of the four cornerstones of his campaign. He was elected on a climate mandate, and he has moved ambitiously and boldly to accomplish that with terrific appointments, many of them of women environmental leaders.
Including our former Governor Jennifer Granholm.
Exactly, yes. Gina McCarthy, who is former EPA director for President Obama and has been at the head of a major non-governmental organization since then. So I am extremely encouraged by that. He's already rejoined the Paris Climate Agreement, has committed to spending 40% of federal investments on climate and environmental issues in those communities, Black, Brown, Indigenous, and less resourced, that are on the front lines, that are disproportionately impacted, which is crucial.
So it is a cornerstone of the Biden administration. In what role will the DNC Environment and Climate Council play in getting that agenda moved forward?
This is the first ever DNC Environment and Climate Crisis Council. I'm very proud to be the founder and to have been elected chair. And, you know, what we are doing is ensuring that the voices and the input of local and statewide communities are heard in the policymaking process through our national listening tour. We are strengthening democratic environmental caucuses and helping to establish them in every state and territory, and then strengthening connecting tissue between them so that we can recruit and train and get out environmental candidates, turn out environmental voters as we look toward 2022 and 2024, and do everything we can to elect Democrats who are so much better on climate environment issues, and to amplify and support President Biden's ambitious climate agenda.
On a more personal level, Michelle, you have been dedicating years now to environmental stewardship and leadership, and you're just getting underway with this new DNC Environment and Climate Council. When it's time to step away, what would you like written about your history?
Oh, what a nice question, Dave. She did everything she could without pride to leave a more sustainable planet for the next generations.
I thank you so much for the time and the perspective today. It's much appreciated.
Thank you so much for the work that you do.
That is Michelle Dietrich, a former member of the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners, where she was a founder of the Washtenaw County Environmental Council. She is now the founder and elected chair of the Democratic National Committee's Council on Environment and Climate Crisis, and our guest on Issues of the Environment as we continue to mark Women's History Month. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and it's heard every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.